ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 3 द स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 31 लॉर्ड कपिलस इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑन द मूवमेंट्स ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटीज पार्ट 2 वर्सेस 12 थ्रू 21 प्रेयर्स ऑफ द जीवा इन द वूम कपिलदेव continued speaking to his mother, Devahuti. And so, in the womb, the human soul says, I take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears in various eternal forms and walks on the surface of the globe. I take shelter of him only, because Krishna can give me relief from all fear, and from Krishna I have received this condition of life, which is just befitting my impious activities. I, the pure soul, appearing now bound by my activities, am lying in the womb of my mother by the arrangement of Maya. And so, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Krishna, who is also here with me, but who is Akhanda Bodham, possessed of unlimited knowledge. He is Vishuddham, completely pure and unaffected, and he is also Avikaram, changeless. Krishna is unlimited, but Krishna is perceived in the repentant heart. To Krishna, I offer my respectful obeisances. I am separated from the Supreme Lord because of my being in this material body, which is made of 5 elements, and therefore my qualities and senses are being misused, although I am essentially spiritual. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is transcendental to both material nature and the living entities, because Krishna is devoid of such a material body, because Krishna is Avikuntha Mahimanam, always glorious in his spiritual qualities, and because Krishna is Rishim, all-knowing, I offer my obeisances unto Krishna. The living entity is put under the influence of material nature and continues a hard struggle for existence on the path of repeated birth and death. This conditional life is due to forgetfulness of the living entity's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Mahat Anugraham Antarena. Without Krishna's mercy, how can the living entity again engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord? No one other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the localized Paramatma, the Ansha, partial representation of Krishna, is directing all inanimate and animate objects. Krishna is present in the 3 phases of time, past, present, and future. Therefore, the conditioned soul is karma padavim, on the path of fruitive activities by Krishna's direction. And so, in order to get free from the threefold miseries of this conditional life, we have to bhajema, surrender unto Krishna only. Lord Kapila now says, fallen into a pool of blood, stool, and urine within the abdomen of his or her mother, one's own body scorched by the mother's gastric fire, the embodied soul, anxious to get out, counts the months and prays. O my Lord, when shall I, a wretched soul, be released from this confinement. O Isha, my dear Lord, by your causeless mercy, I am awakened to consciousness, although I am only 10 months old. For this causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Dinanatha, the friend of all fallen souls, there is no way to express my gratitude but to pray with folded hands, Kuryat, for there is no way I can repay Krishna. The living entity, in another type of body, sees only by instinct. The living entity knows only the agreeable and disagreeable sense perceptions of that particular body. But I have a body in which I can control my senses and can understand my destination. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whom I have been blessed with this body, and by whose grace I can see Krishna within and without. Therefore, Vibhu, my Lord, although I am living in a terrible condition, I do not wish to depart from my mother's abdomen to fall once again into the blind well of materialistic life. For your external energy, known as Deva Maya, will at once capture me, and immediately Mithya Mati, false identification, which is the beginning of the cycle of continual birth and death, begins. Therefore, without being agitated any more, I shall deliver myself from the darkness of nescience with the help of my dear friend, Clear Consciousness. Simply by keeping Vishnupada, the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, within my mind, I shall be saved from entering into the wombs of many mothers simply for repeated birth and death. Recorded July 8, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Baja hue mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindave Dulabha Manava Janama Satsange Toroho E Bhava Sinpure Maya Metang Toranti Vaja hue mana Srinanda nandana Abhaya charanara Vindare Chita atapa Vata parishana Edina jamini Javire Ipale sevinu Kripana dura jana Kapala sukalava Nagire Vajahure mana Srinanda nandana Abhaya charanara Vindare Nedana yubana Putra parijana Ithe ki ache Parakiti ve Kamala dala jala Jivana tala mala Bhajahu Haripada niti re Bhajahu re mana Srinanda nandana
Abhaya Charanara Vindare Prabhana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Adya Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakhi Jana Atma Nivedana Govinda Dasa Abhi Dasyare Bhajahure Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare Dulabha Manava Janama Satsange Swaraha Evibhava Sindhure Maya Mecham Charanti Che Arenama Eva Kivalam Arenama Eva Kivalam Nitai Goranga Nitai Goranga Nitai Goranga Godahari Godahari Jaya Godahari Godahari Jaya Godahari Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Deham adyang sulabang sudurlabang, plabang sukalpam guru karna dharam, mayanukulena nabhasva teritang, puman bhavabdhing natare sa atmaha. When one wants to cross a large ocean, one requires a strong boat. It is said that this human form of life is a good boat by which one can cross the ocean of nations. In this human form of life, one can obtain the guidance of a good navigator. That is the spiritual master. One also gets a favorable wind by the mercy of Krishna, and that wind is the instructions of Krishna. So the human body is the boat, the instructions of Lord Krishna are the favorable winds, and the spiritual master is the navigator. The spiritual master knows well how to adjust the sails in order to catch the winds favorably and steer the boat to its destination. If, however, one does not take advantage of this opportunity, one simply wastes his or her human form of life. Thus, wasting time and life in this way is the same as committing suicide.
Never felt like this until I chanted. How did I exist before I chanted? Now you're on my mind. You're there all the time. I can't forget you're inside my heart. You're inside my heart. Oh my Lord, I really must surrender. Oh my Lord, I simply must surrender. Oh my.